It's another Ag News update. Fruit and vegetable imports from Mexico continue to increase. Why? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
More than 88% of Mexico's horticultural exports destined for the U.S. Strength of Mexico's access to the U.S. market is in part due to efforts by their growers to adapt to new U.S. food safety standards. In 2011, the U.S. passed the Food Safety Modernization Act. It covers the safety of the entire U.S. food supply chain. It's regardless of whether a company operates on U.S. soil or in a foreign country. Now, in response to the new requirements for food safety, Mexico's horticultural companies made changes to equipment, they invested in new infrastructure, and implemented new techniques for food testing. U.S. horticultural imports from Mexico have doubled in volume since the implementation in 2011. So from 2000 to 2021, these imports grew at a compound annual rate of 8%. Adjusting for inflation, value of imports increased from $3.5 billion in 2000 to $17.6 billion in 2021. Mexico supplies about two-thirds of U.S. vegetable imports and half of fruit and tree nut imports. It's another Ag News update.